if you use the command line at all today, you're probably using one of two, maybe three different environments. If you're using macOS or Linux, you're using a shell environment that comes from the kind of Unix heritage, and you type in shell commands and there's shell programming. If you're using Windows, you're probably using PowerShell, though of course the third way is you could default back to the command prompt, which kind of has its heritage from the DOS days. Now, of course, in the history of a computer, there have been many different types of command line interfaces. Another couple, for example, you may have heard of on VAX VMS, there was a very powerful command line and a very powerful set of commands, but very different to Linux or Unix or even DOS. And then you use even things like CPM. So the command line has been a major part of computing for a long time. However, we've kind of just got ourselves stuck really in this shell command and maybe PowerShell, and that's where we're at. So I was doing some thinking, what happens if we try to think of a new way of writing a shell? What happens if we write a shell that is actually first a Lua command line that you can type in Lua programs, and secondly, it's a shell written, in fact, on top of all of that Lua power that you have. So I've been playing around with it. I've kind of coded together, sometimes with a bit of help of AI to help with the speed of the programming, but it's called Lunar Command. Lua, of course, means lunar in some European languages. So Lunar Command, and it's Lua first. So I think you'll find it interesting. So let's have a dive in. Okay, so let's get into this. Lunar Command, a Lua first command line for Linux. So what is Lunar Command? Well, it's a Lua first environment, a command line environment that puts Lua at the center of the experience. It's comfortable for terminal veterans, but it's different enough not just to be another clone of the normal command line shell. It's an interactive shell, but it's fully Lua programmable with a full Lua runtime built in. And while most shells put the shell first, Lua Command puts the language first. So keep Lua valid by default and then add shell convenience where it helps. So what's the pitch here? Well, really the idea is you get Lua up front and center, but you also get shell-like commands to make it familiar and easy to use for shell users. And then there are some interesting side effects of what happens when you put Lua first, inclusive, for example, native pipelines, which we'll talk about in a minute. So if you were in Lua and you kind of just run pwd, lscd and so on, they would just work. So let me give you a quick demo of that. Okay, so here I am at the Lunar Command prompt. And as I said, you can type in things like pwd, print working directory, there I go, /Gary. I can do an ls of /etc. And it lists out all the files. I can do an ls-la/etc. And it looks exactly like a normal ls output. Of course, I can do cd/temp, cd/home/Gary, all the normal things. I can do echo hello, and I get hello out. I can do the date command, %y %m %d, and there's the date in a year, month, day order. So exactly what you're familiar with at the command line. So the point is, all those commands like ls and cd are actually built-in commands written themselves in Lua. And this is the point. If you, when you do CD, LS, RM, and so on, they're actually Lua scripts that run. And there are two commands that can help you, which and type, which will tell you whether you're using a built-in Lua command or a command that's available in the main system. So just let me show you that. So if I do a type which LS, it shows me that actually it's not running LS from the normal place. It's actually running this Lua script called ls, and it's in this built-in directory. And if I type ls, it says it's a core built-in found in that directory. And if I do an ls of that directory, then here I can see all those different Lua commands, and we can have a look at one of them if you want to. Let's have a look at mkdir. So it's a Lua command that understands the system, and it can create directories basically. Now, built-ins are native Lua commands written in Lua, and you can actually add your own ones in to .lua command/built-ins. You can build your own scripts into this and put them in your own private directory. And if you want to execute something outside of the
Lua command, so a command that's part of the OS, then you need to use this word exec, execute, for a native. So you can do exec ls, and that won't call the Lua built-in one, that will call the one for Linux itself, for the normal command shell. Now, because it's Lua first, we can type all these things here at the command line and they will work. So just let me show you that in action. A is equal to 1, print A, 1. I can even, you know, do more complicated things, like, for example, an if statement, and then it prints out OK. But of course, things like less than and greater than are actually normal Lua kind of syntax, but then that affects the shell syntax of, like, you know greater than being kind of redirection. So in Lua command there are slightly different native operators for pipes and for streams and so on. Basically they start with a colon, so basically colon greater than will redirect standard output and overwrite whatever the source is. Colon double greater than sign will be redirect standard output and append to it, and so on. So very similar to what you get on normal shell, but you start with that colon in front of it so that you can distinguish between Lua things like greater than, less than, and these special redirection and pipe operators. So here's an example. If I do echo hello, then in shell you would just do greater than slash temp slash out.txt. Here you do colon greater than. Let's run those commands. So let's look at those native operators, echo hello, and now I can't do just greater than, so I do colon greater than slash temp slash out.txt, and that now gets redirected to there. In fact, I can redirect it back again, slash temp slash out. This is kind of the same way as doing more, and there you can see it says hello. I can do echo 1, 2, 3, and then pipe that with the colon. Word count minus W tells me there are 3, and so on. So you can do that, all those redirections and pipeline stuff, but using the special syntax. Now, if you want to, you can force it just to use the kind of the classical shell parsing. You just start your command with colon exclamation mark. And then here you notice it's got the greater than sign. So it says, I know this is not going to be Lua. So you can actually get it to just kind of treat it as the old way, the old shell way of doing things. And it will do that. Colon exclamation mark, and then hello, echo hello to slash temp slash out.txt, and that works. And then we can echo that, you know, we can do that back again, we can read that back again, cat from slash temp slash out.txt, and there it's got hello in it. So you can do those just like you would in a shell command, but you just have to put the colon exclamation mark in front. Now, as I said, you can load your own scripts into Lua command slash built-in. Now, I've got one called password generator, passgen, that's in that directory, okay? And we can look at that and you can run it. Now, if we look in twiddle.luna command built-in, these are my personal Luna scripts. And you can see there are two in here. And so password generator, okay, minus minus count 3 is a simple password generator that generates random strings with big letters and little letters and numbers and all that stuff as a password generator. But that's running from my own kind of personal repository of built-in commands. There are lots of different features of Luna command. For example, there are aliases. You can do alias ll, and that will just do an ls minus l, and then you can just type ll. You can customize the prompt, and the prompt actually can be set from a function. So that's an interesting one. And if you want to set things kind of at boot up, you've got this file lunacommand.lua, which is a Lua script, and you can kind of customize anything you want in Lua inside that script there, that startup script. And so we can define an alias. Ll is the same as ls minus l. So now we can do ll slash etc. And it's the same as if I typed in ls minus l slash etc. So there you go. And also you can define the prompt. So I could do prompt is equal to dollar, dollar, dollar. Let's say that. And there you go. It changes it to dollar, dollar, dollar. Or in fact, I can define a function. So here's a nifty little function that's very useful for giving you like the current directory when you do things. So there we go. There it is. It's a function, returns the current working directory or dot, and then the little chevron sign. So there we go. So if I cd into slash temp, there you go, slash slash temp. If I go back to slash home slash Gary, it goes back like that. Another interesting function that's part of Lua command is these kind of two special targets, at mem and at file, which means if you wanted to redirect something temporarily, you don't have to say redirect to slash temp slash and then give it a file name. You can just say, I've got these two places. One is mem, one is file. Mem is a limited size because it is in memory. File is unlimited effectively because it picks a temporary file for you. So you can start redirecting things to and from a memory buffer or to or from a file buffer that are built in. So let's just go through these commands here. Now the special buffers, so if I do hello, echo hello colon redirect and I send it to colon at mem. Okay, that's now sent it into a memory buffer. It hasn't sent it to a file that I have to keep track, and I can read it back from there. So I'm doing a redirection from where? From the memory buffer, and there you get hello. And there's a Luna buffer command, okay, that will show me that there are two buffers. They are actually stored in files because that's everything's a file in Unix. But this one's got six characters, HELLO, and then the line feed at the end out of 16K possible. And of course the file can grow as far as big as a file can grow on your file system. So these are two handy little things that you can just redirect quickly to somewhere, knowing it's going to be there. You can cut and paste it later and use it later, redirect it later, pipe it later, whatever. So that's a little feature. Now there's lots more to talk about that I haven't got time to cover in this intro video. There's history, there's preview mode, there's a TUI, there's JSON tools. Because you're doing Lua, there are Lua tables and they can be sent around as part of piping. You can use backtick to evaluate Lua expressions. Of course, there's job control. You can put things in the background and all that kind of stuff. And that's all built into Lua command from day one. If there's interest, we can kind of do an advanced Lua command video. We can cover some more of these things. So what's the project status? Well, this is very much a concept and an alpha release. If people like it, then it will definitely be developed further. Please give it a try, see what works, see what doesn't work, see what's hard, what you like, what you don't like, and let's talk about it. Let's build it together and see what we can do. So where do you find it? You can find it in my GitHub repo. There's also lots of documentation there, and that's a good place where we can, you know, collaborate, and we can open up issues. We can have you know, the PRs in there, and we can build it out from there. So in summary, Lua command is what happens when you stop treating the shell language as the only language that belongs on the prompt. I'm saying let's put Lua on the prompt. It's not a drop-in replacement for Bash. It's not trying to evaluate the perfect POSIX shell behavior, but it's also not trying to hide its model to preserve some kind of compatibility illusion. It is saying this is Lua first, but I'm making some things convenient so that it's not completely alien. So it's a different command line environment optimized around Lua semantics first. Okay, so there it is, Luna command. Love to know your thoughts. Do go and try it out at the GitHub repository. Let me know in the comments what you think. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.